Heidi and Frank show. Any fan of mixed martial arts, UFC, is a fan of Chuck Liddell.
Heck yeah.
Everybody loves Chuck, and he's here. Where is
Yay!
He? Get him in here.
Finally, we've been waiting.
All right.
Oh, look at you.
There he is.
Hiya, Chuck.
We've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, many times.
I know he lives
How
out.
How you guys doing?
You
We're
live
good.
Out near me, out there in the northwest, up there in Calabasas area. I see you every now and then. Well, here's Chuck Liddell. But you got one of those, obviously, looks.
Yes.
That everybody recognizes you. You can't go any place without somebody saying, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
It gets annoying, doesn't it?
It's not bad. That's a good problem to have.
It's not too bad. I mean, I look at it as I got paid a lot of money. Do I love for a living?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their fans are why. So, you know.
And then you got to remember back in the day when you were just a young fighter and it's like, man, I want some people to know my name one day. I want to be... Well, there you go.
There you go, yeah.
It's what you fought
Careful
for.
Careful what you wish for, right?
Right,
maybe,
exactly.
Maybe if you start wearing an eye patch or something, people wouldn't recognize you.
You know, honestly, I've been at Disneyland with we had a Mad Hatter hat on, like with the kids had me. They were just trying to dress me up just to get people so that I could bother. And I had someone running up from behind me. Hey, Chuck. I'm like.
From behind.
I'm like, I got this Mad Hatter thing. With
How
hair
do they
coming
know?
Down the back. I'm like, what?
They well, just know.
Well, one of the most, I guess, loved fighters of all time. I mean, you're being given credit for taking the UFC and MMA more mainstream back in the day when you were knocking people out left and right. And did Dana White recently compare Ronda Rousey and you, saying you both are having like the same effect?
Or she's the new Chuck Liddell,
yeah,
right?
Is that what he said?
I think what he said, what I saw was he was saying she's like me in the way that, you know, she wants to fight. He'll fight anybody. Anytime. Any
there was place, a guy so. Recently in the UFC that she wanted to fight. I can't remember what his name was, but she was like, I can't stand him. I'm sick. I'll put him in the ring, but that will never happen, right?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Dana White would never let that happen. No, I don't think so either. But she's like, I don't care. I want to fight him. I can't remember who it is. I wish I could.
I've had a lot of, like, I mean, I remember there was some submission girl that was talking to Dana a long time ago when I was coming in. She's like, talking about all armbar you, like, I'm looking at him like, you're a 125 pound girl,
right?
Okay,
yeah,
nothing against girls. I mean, girl, I've had girls that could submit guys in the gym, but I'm not some guy. I'm
Chuck Liddell.
Right, it's okay to say.
I'm a 205 pound world champion, and no, you're not.
No matter how tough you are,
and no matter how good you are at that size. You're not going to armbar me.
That's like that 8-year-old kid with a black belt in Taekwondo. I'm like, I still think I can kick your ass, and I don't even know anything.
Yeah, but it's...
So what are you doing, in retirement? Are you just enjoying retirement? Are you still...
I'm enjoying retirement. You know, I'm still promoting the sport. I mean, I'm working with the UFC, helping promote the sport I love.
And this is a big fight coming up.
Yeah.
A big fight, yeah. I'm excited about this.
And you have like a personal...
This is family.
This is family.
Glover's family. So, you know, he's been training partners for a long time. Helped me a lot. And, you know, he's a great guy. He loves fighting.
So does he have...
I love to see a guy like him. He loves to fight. He loves the fact that he's fighting in the UFC and he's out there fighting for a living. That's
what I love about him so much is that... He's like fans of the guys that he's fought before. Like he's a fan of the game. And then when he fights and beats you, he's like, this is awesome. I just kicked your ass, but I'm enjoying meeting you. He seems like a super nice guy.
Oh, he's a super nice guy. And like I said,
monster.
He really enjoys fighting and he hits really hard. He's got decent wrestling. He's got good wrestling. His submissions are great.
Yeah, I love. I mean,
he's a tough all around fighter. He can fight. He can fight you anywhere.
So for this Jones versus Teixeira UFC 172, as far as a competitor for Jones, this is probably the biggest test.
It's going to be a big test for Jones. I mean, he's been doing great things. I mean, he's been able to dictate most of the fights he's been in. He's been able to dictate the pace where the fight's fought. I think he's got a real hard time doing that here. I mean. Glover's going to push him. Glover's going to come after him, and Glover's comfortable fighting anywhere the fight's at. And it'll be interesting. I mean, I think I saw the line. I think he's a.
I was just going to ask you that.
No, what is the line?
I think the last time I saw it, Glover's plus 450 or something, and Jones is minus 700. So I was like,
what?
Whoa!
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah,
to be that big.
Going odds. I mean,
I'm a huge fan of UFC, and I really became a fan because the guys were coming in here, and we were talking to them, and Frank was a fan, and I wanted to start watching so that when you guys came in, I knew who you were, and I knew what you did, and now I'm a huge fan. Watch every fight. I've never been to one live, which is a dream.
You really got to go to one live.
I know. That's what everybody says.
We've tried a lot of different ways to try to get that energy that's in an arena.
On pay-per-view,
but it doesn't nothing matches the energy at a show.
But I do. I love watching the fights. And the thing about UFC that I love is you guys are the biggest, the badass. I mean, you go in there and kill each other, but there's still a respect thing. There's still the tapping of the gloves. There's still a, you know, I'm holding you down for 4 minutes and kicking your ass, and then afterwards you get a little tap on the back. And there's just such a respect there. There's not that, like, ego attitude. I love that about that.
It seems like recently there's been, the smack talk before a fight has gone a little bit towards the personal, as opposed to, I'm going to knock him out, I'm going to kick his ass.
Right.
And now it's going a little bit personal, like the Bisping fight.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think that they need that?
You know, I don't like it. Yeah. I never have. I mean, like, Chael's a good example. I mean,
Chael's a master at it.
Honestly, oh, my God.
He's a nice guy. I hung out with him. He's, you know, but I hate the way he promotes fights. I hate the way he does. I mean, he just goes over the line. I mean, that just becomes too personal for people. And you're not a WWE guy.
Yeah.
You're talking to a guy for real. I know you're trying to promote a fight, but, you know, people don't get that.
Well, I guess
it's a real fight, so people don't get that you're just doing an act. They think that's really what, you know.
Right.
You always had that likability factor, though. It's like you never really had to because people wanted to watch Chuck. I mean, it was like when you had a fight, I mean, the biggest sellers in pay-per-view, and they wanted to watch Chuck, and everybody's rooting for you. But with someone like Chael that people just didn't naturally like anyway, it's like, he had to go.
That guy gets his ass kicked.
Like, God, I can't wait to see Chael get his ass kicked.
Right.
I mean, that's like, you know, other route.
I mean, he did a great job of promoting himself, self-promoting and getting himself. And I'm gonna blame him for it. I'm not mad at him for it, but maybe a little bit. I just don't like that style of you know, made up.
Train just to keep yourself?
I still train. I still work out.
Oh yeah, because he's really let himself go.
Well, I'm saying
I don't as much. I'm actually working on opening a gym near me, so I don't have to. Like, I was training with Glover when he was at Black House, and it's about an hour each way to train.
Oh.
And that becomes a lot with, you know, everything else going on. And, you know, I'll get down as much as I can. I work with Jay Glazer with the NFL guys sometimes, but, you know, same thing. He's like, he wants me to come down at, you know, a time when it's going to take me an hour and 15 minutes to get there, an hour back.
Speaking of fighting,
I'll do that once a week.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Because when I watch those fights, I don't think I could be real-life friends. We can be friendly with somebody I'm going to fight, but I don't think I could, like, sit in my house and have beers with somebody and meet their family and then go try to kill them on a Saturday night. Have you fought somebody that you're like, man, I hang out with the wife and the kids, and I got to kill this guy?
I've hung out with a lot of guys that I don't. I mean, we used to.
You can
separate. Back in the day, too, we used to. I mean, some of the places we fought, we'd all go to the same place afterwards. We'd all be afterwards out at the same bar, drinking with each other, whatever. You know,
it's business.
I used to wrestle my roommate and my best friend every time we went to a freestyle tournament. We'd usually meet in the final match. We're in the finals. We wrestled each other. We wrestled off for the team. Trying to beat you. And
but
I'm
it
try
is
to
easier.
Great competition, great respect.
Right.
I mean, we even get into it sometimes at the gym with some of my friends. You know? I mean, hey, we're going back. Those are my good friends. And we still, everyone's, hey, man, he hit me. Ah, you know, John's got to separate us. And, okay, relax,
really?
Guys. You know, it's like,
wow.
Okay, it's just, but it's all right. We're hanging out, having lunch right after.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, so you mentioned how, you know, it paid you well.
It's a fight. It's a business. I mean, I've only fought two guys I didn't really like.
Was that easier? Is it easier to punch some guy in his nose?
I'm not an emotional fighter, so
okay.
It helps me train. It makes it real easy to train. Getting up for training every day when you're fighting a guy you don't like,
right?
It makes it real easy because you don't want them to have any chance of beating you anyway.
I think they're training harder.
So it makes your training easier for me. But when I'm fighting out there, I'm calculated. I'm trying to set you up. I'm trying to do things. And when I'm, other than, you know, that killer instinct when you got someone hurt and you go after them,
yeah,
that's kind of a reaction. But other than that, I'm calculating and trying to.
Where you hit them, they fall.
I don't want to cloud that.
Yeah.
With emotion and not and trying to.
That's why you were successful.
So when you first got a little money in your pocket from the sport, what did you splurge on? You were like, okay, I'm finally gonna buy this.
Well, I finally got a car. Actually, I, you know, everyone I used to, you know, people, oh man, you have such. it was an expedition, and I think I paid $16,000 for it.
Wow!
But I've been. It was nice. My buddy had a dealership, and he'd taken it from his nephew or something because he was getting bad grades.
Yeah,
or
he's
something.
A repo.
So he gave it to me. He gave it to me cheap. I mean, it was his nephew, so you just took
but
it back
huge
home.
To you. You're like, oh my god,
huge. I had an expedition. I've been driving an '88 Ford Ranger since forever, and it was, you know, I every second time to the gas station, I had to put in clutch fluid in it. No, clutch fluid, because my clutch fluid was leaking, and it was too much to pay. It was too much to pay for the clutch.
I think I saw Chuck Liddell
so.
At the gas station, but it couldn't have been him because he was like in an old pickup. He's successful. What's happening?
But yeah, you still see him. I mean, obviously, I've heard from people who have seen you out there in the neighborhood, and they say they come up and say hello, and you're just the nicest guy, that personable, and still like the fans fighter still to this day. And that's why, I mean, at UFC, you've had such an influence on the whole game, and they still have you promoting these fights. And this fight this Saturday, Jones and Teixeira, is going to be way better than the odds makers are giving them. I didn't know.
Oh, I was shocked at those odds. If you're a bet man. He has a lot better than a 50% chance of winning, so you got plus +450. That's the only bet you can make, really.
And this is Teixeira's first shot at a title, so it's like when you're going in there for your first shot at the belt. I mean, as far as like not being an emotional fighter, but when it is, I mean, he's undefeated in the UFC. I mean, he's had plenty of fights and he's done great, but now this fight is for the belt. Is there any difference mentally going in?
I don't think so. I mean, for him, he's a guy. He's a lot like me. He loves fighting and going in. You go in every fight you go into. You go in as it's a fight.
Yeah.
And the belt and all that.
You
stuff,
can't think about that.
That doesn't
right?
really matter. I mean, that's you're going in to beat the guy in front of you, no matter who it is. And it doesn't matter what the fight is. A loss to anybody is the same.
Right.
This may sound like a stupid question, but when you actually, you know, you pass champion, but do you get to keep a belt? Are there belts hanging up in your house? Or
yeah,
that's not the same one that he passes down.
You know, I was
watch
one,
this
one, one of my fights was when they changed over to you just giving out a new belt to the new guy, and you kept your old belt.
Oh, okay.
One fight, so I got one less belt than I had defenses. But yeah, then they went back to you get a belt each time. But yeah, I still haven't got around to putting them up.
They're not up on the wall yet.
My wife laughs at me. They're still in my closet. Like I just haven't got around to putting them up. I don't know.
Well, it's probably tough too to work that into your decor.
Like, I'd be
where
wearing
am I putting
it.
A UFC hey, belt.
After I won the autograph signing, like the couple days after winning the belt the first time, when I flew out, I get there, and the guy's like, "Okay, where's the belt?" I'm like, "The belt? Is I supposed to bring it?"
Oh, the photo ops and like all
they're
that.
Like, I'm sorry, I left that home.
Did you have a stunt belt? Did they give you something
he
to hold?
He took off the belt that he had on. It's like, oh, it's like it's a 34.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, it's kind of cool that you're not that guy that's like, oh, come on in. You know, it's in the foyer and it's under a spotlight. That may not be so. Yeah, it's kind of nice that you're just like, I just.
What's the girliest thing that you do?
The girliest thing.
Like,
is
you
that
know,
a serious question? Or?
Like, if you go, like, oh, I love getting pedicures or something like that. It's like, well, Chuck Liddell gets pedicures.
I do get pedicures. Actually, I paint my toenails. I've been painting them since 2004.
Really?
So, yeah, I've been painting them different
Clear
colors.
Clear coat?
No colors.
I love that. Colors. I think all guys should do that.
The first time I did it was black and pink.
That's awesome.
And my buddies were trying to get me to paint them black, and I did it as a joke. I painted them black and pink. And then I took a picture of it, sent it to everybody, and laughed. Right, and then we go. I forget all about it. I'm at a Charger game. My buddies are playing for the Chargers, and we went to the game. And I'm watching. All these people keep looking at my feet, and looking up, and going like they look at me funny. So they look like walk away like oh no. Like, I looked at them funny, and I'm like, man. At halftime, I'm like to my brother, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people today? What are they doing? What's going on? He said. Oh, bro, look at your feet.
Did the flip flops on?
I started laughing. And, you know, ever since then, I've been doing it. I do it with my daughter.
I was going to ask you, the daughter
loves
your
it.
Toes.
She paints them.
That's
she,
so sweet.
How old is she now, your daughter?
13.
13, and then the little one?
I got a 2-year-old.
Two, yeah. I saw you guys. You were at the, like a coffee bean or something when she was just a baby, and it was like, you know, and Chuck is being. I know. I was like, Heidi was here, should melt. But yeah, just sitting there,
Chuck
holding
Liddell
her,
holding a little baby.
I gave you the nod. I was like, hey, Chuck, how you doing? And I walked out because yeah,
didn't want to bother him.
Well, having those moments, you know, it's like, you know, you got to respect a guy having his moments. But but thank you so much for coming in, and anytime you want to come back, the door's always wide open. And be sure and check out UFC 172. It's Saturday.
I'll
Jones
be there.
Versus Teixeira. The event airs live on pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. If you haven't paid for a UFC yet, get UFC 172 because I think I'm with you, Chuck. I think history is going to be made here. I think that Teixeira is going to actually take it away from John Jones this time around. So,
I would love that.
I'm sure that is your prediction.
Oh, yeah, that is mine, yeah, for sure.
Now, how's it going to be? You think it's going to be a knockout? Think it's going to be submission?
It's either a knockout or he's going to hurt him and then he's going to shoot in and get caught. I mean, he's got to be real. Glover's dangerous. So,
what round?
Yeah,
I don't think it goes past three. So,
okay. So now when we watch, we can that in our heads. I love this.
Thank you, Chuck. Anytime. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank.